Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Melissa Perry. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever worked on a team where you were shipping stuff constantly, but nobody could really say why?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly the problem Perry calls the build trap. It's when organizations measure success by how much they ship instead of what actually changes for customers. It's a great book because it names something so many of us have felt but couldn't articulate.
Right. She says companies fall into this trap when they focus on output, features shipped, velocity, tickets closed, and instead of outcomes. And the worst part is everyone's busy and productive, but nothing really moves the needle.
Exactly. And Perry argues it's not because engineers or product managers are lazy. It's a systemic problem. The root cause is usually a broken product strategy, or sometimes no strategy at all.
Yeah, she says when there's no clear vision, teams just build whatever seems urgent or whatever the loudest stakeholder demands. They become what she calls a feature factory.
Which is a great term. And the first step to escaping it is understanding what product management actually is. She distinguishes it from project management and program management. Project management is about getting things done on time. Product management is about discovering what's valuable, viable, and usable.
So it's asking the hard questions before any code gets written. Why are we building this? What problem does it solve? How do we know customers want it?
Right.
And that requires a shift from output-focused leadership to outcome-focused leadership. Perry is especially critical of executives who demand features as proof of progress.
Yeah, when leaders measure success by output, product managers become order takers. They stop exploring and testing. They just deliver whatever the boss wants.
And that creates a culture of fear. Nobody wants to say no. But Perry says great product managers are defined by what they choose to build.
That's a tough one, though. How do you say no when sales is pushing for a feature to close a big deal?
She suggests coming with data and reasoning. Explain why it doesn't align with the strategy. Be transparent about trade-offs. If you ship that sales feature, something else won't get built.
And that's where a good product strategy comes in. She says many companies confuse strategy with a roadmap. A roadmap is just a communication tool. A strategy is a coherent plan for how the product will achieve the company's goals.
Right.
She lays out a hierarchy: company vision, then product strategy, and finally the roadmap. When the strategy is missing, the roadmap becomes a wish list of stakeholder demands.
And the product ends up trying to be everything to everyone. She says the product manager has to be the one to say no, but they can only do that effectively with a strong strategy backing them up.
One of the most practical parts is her product management lifecycle: discovery, validation, delivery, and growth. Most organizations jump straight to delivery without spending enough time on discovery and validation.
They build features based on assumptions and then wonder why nobody uses them. She recommends continuous customer research, rapid prototyping, and running experiments.
And defining clear success criteria before you start. What does success look like? How will we measure it? What's the minimum experiment we can run?
I also liked her point about the product manager not being the boss of the team. They lead through influence and expertise. They provide context, set direction, and facilitate collaboration.
It's a demanding role. She says the product manager is the CEO of the product, not in authority, but in ownership. They have to understand the business model, customer needs, technical constraints, and make tough decisions.
And she's honest that most product ideas will fail. The goal is to fail fast and learn. But that requires a culture where experimentation is encouraged and failure isn't punished.
Psychological safety is key. Leaders have to accept uncertainty and reward learning, not just predictability. Perry has lived this. She's been a product manager, consultant, and founder.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that the build trap is a choice. You can choose to focus on outcomes instead of output, invest in strategy, and empower teams to discover what matters.
And if you want to go deeper, The whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The book is really about clarity. Stop building for the sake of building, and start building with intention. We'll see you in the next one.